Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4328.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
All right, a person would probably be my father, and basically just provided me with, he provided me with a solid foundation, good values, work ethic, and someone to model myself after.
What do you aspire to be?
Overall, I aspire to be successful in all of my endeavors and good son, brother, and overall, I aspire to be happy, hopefully. So,
how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as being introverted, good-natured, funny at times, and driven.
What types of things make you happy?
Good food, good music. I like to travel, setting goals and achieving them.
What types of things make you sad?
Nostalgia, loss of someone close, obviously.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
World I come from, I don't know. A fairly nurtured environment growing up. It was I had good parents. I guess they kind of set the foundation for me and shaped who I am today.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Specific quality, I guess, would be, my ability to deal with things rationally and logically, and that just is, something I was born with. That's part of my personality.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Intelligence, trustworthiness, honesty, and integrity.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Quality I like best would probably be, my ability to deal with things rationally and logically, and quality I like the least would probably be shyness.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Good work ethic, respect for everyone, and honesty.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I enjoy visiting family during the holidays, parents, brother, and sister. Usually involves food, possibly some activity, skiing, golf.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I enjoyed swimming, soccer, spending time with friends.
What is your favorite book?
Favorite book would be Catcher in the Rye.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I enjoy watching football, soccer, and hockey.
What do you do for fun?
I enjoy snowboarding, climbing, running, hiking, shooting, golf.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I get Elijah Wood.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I would say, as far as achievement goes, graduating college, and impact would be the ability to overcome adversity.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would choose Albert Einstein, maybe. He has, I think that would be an interesting conversation. He probably has some interesting views on things.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be snowboarding somewhere, maybe Colorado, maybe in Europe somewhere.
What is your approach to life?
Approach would be to be adaptive, persistent, and value knowledge, time, friends and family.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time, would probably say right now. being a young person and just kind of starting out. And I'll get back to you on how I overcame them.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Again, probably graduating college. It was a lot of work, and it felt good to complete that.
Who is your favorite actor?
I would have to go with possibly Johnny Depp.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is grab a cup of coffee.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could dunk a basketball.
What is your favorite season and why?
Favorite season, if I had to choose one, would be fall. Just because of the temperature and the fall foliage.
What matters to you most?
Right now, success, just being successful in everything I do.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Superhero would be Superman because he's the ultimate superhero.
Why did you choose International Affairs Specialist as your line of work?
Well, I studied international affairs in college, and I kind of wanted to study that because I was interested in the way different countries and the way they interact, and that's kind of the path I've gone down, and it's just what I was interested in.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The most interesting part about what I do is just being able to interact with people from different backgrounds and different nationalities and cultures.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
I wouldn't choose a different career. I think the career that I have is the only one for me.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now would probably hopefully be in a more senior position than I am now, doing similar work, family, possibly marriage, and kids possibly, and would most likely be traveling quite extensively.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Honesty, trustworthiness, compatibility. The ability to make me laugh, I guess.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing I could do for my significant other would, I guess, give them the feeling that they're the most important person in the world, to me.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in the donor program for a few reasons. One would be monetarily supplement my income, and two, to kind of give back and help people that need assistance.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4328.